It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 812.
Happy hump day, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
Couldn't find my orange beanie.
No, you've gone the old Marv. I call that your Marv.
Is it Marl? Is that what you mean? Like, what's
no
what's
Marv? Marv, you know, Marv from I think it's Marv. Marv from Home Alone.
Oh, yes.
Hey,
yes.
Marv. Marv. Yeah, Marv from Home Alone.
I just don't understand how the fuck I'm losing shit when I'm not leaving the house.
No, it was the it was the other guy, not Marv, the other guy.
Okay.
It was Harry. Harry. Little Harry. That's, yeah, fuck yeah. Mate, you'll still lose shit. I mean, this is the thing. We're on total lockdown in Victoria as of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's tomorrow's meaning everyone's had to get the shit together the last couple of days. Go to, you know, most people should be at home, but I went in and had to grab a few things from the office. But I had that moment where I was grabbing things and I'm like, oh, I'll grab that. Oh, I'll grab that. And then I had that realization of I'm not going to use anything I've just grabbed. It's like when you pack to go away overseas or on a holiday and you pack, I'll wear that dress, I'll wear those socks, I'll wear that T-shirt. Nah, you're not wearing anything. And so I feel like it's you think it will be one way, but it's always the other. And so when you're at home, you're not leaving, you think you could easily find everything because you got everything so sorted.
Yeah.
But it's probably down the back of your couch for some reason.
I don't know where it is. But, I mean, talking minimalism, I've done a very good job of cleaning up my iPhone apps.
Oh, yeah.
How many home, like, swipes do you have?
Yeah, good question. Here we go. So, I'm on home screen. There's one swipe, two swipes, three swipes. Three swipes, which means four screens.
Mm-hmm. I've got it down to two.
Wow. I mean, are you deleting stuff at this point?
No fault. Like, it's cheating if you've got folders. I think I've got one folder, which is like a utility folder.
Yeah.
But I think that this is... I want to start a movement where let's use our iPhones as phones. Let's get rid of all of the apps. Just get really pedantic with it to a point where if you need it... It'll be fine.
Look, it'd be a boring segment if I was to read through every app I have, but because you've got so little, can you please just read me your home screen or your one screen, no folder home screen?
Yeah. So I've got Chrome, LastPass, Clock. And I reckon I can get rid of LastPass now that we've moved to another one. Clock, Camera, Notion, Settings, Things, Waking Up, MLB. It's the Major League Baseball. Uber, Spark, which is our email client. Blinkist, Google Home, Scrivener, which is where I'm writing my memoir. Remote for the Apple TV. YouTube Studio. Google Photos. Photos, ING, YouTube, Telstra, Voice Memo, Contacts. And then at the bottom, there is the phone function, Streaks, Calendar, Text message.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, that's limited. Mm-hmm. But what do you need? What else do you need?
Yeah, I mean, I've got on the other screen, there's Monopoly and MasterClass and Pocket.
Oh, you've got more screens. Hang on. I thought you said you had one.
Two screens.
Oh, I thought you had one.
I want to get it to one would be great.
But still no folders?
No folders.
Okay, that's good.
There is the utilities, but I'm going to, just looking at this now, I can be more sort of firm on it. I didn't mention it on the show. I told you I didn't want to talk about it because it's not a big rah-rah thing, but I'm not on my social media, not really checking it. Did I tell you about the text message that I received last night? Or not a text message, it was an email?
Yes.
Did you tell about this?
Yeah. I'm concerned. I mean, is it a bit of gear that you're asking me if you've told me or not? Because you told me this morning. But I'm worried because you've actually off the show said to me, "Have I told you about this?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Are you forgetting shit? Yeah, What's going on?
About Georgie Boy's mum, Kaz?
Yes, I can't tell if you're doing gear. Yeah,
I'm not doing gear. I'm not doing gear.
You just forgot that you told me this morning.
Yeah. Oh, well, you've
tell
heard
the
it
story.
All.
No, tell the story though, because it's fucking great. I almost went along, was like, no. You haven't told me anything.
No, well, I get it. Well, I've sort of ruined the a part of it. I got a lovely email that came through. This is one of the ones where it's like you're phone, your telco somehow, I actually don't even know how this works, they give you an email address that's your phone number at the telco.com. So it's phone number at, you know, Telstra Mobile or whatever, .com.au whichever it is. Anyway, so I've got the phone number, but it's been emailed to me. So I've received an email via a phone number.
Yes.
And I said, hi, I sent a messenger message and an Insta message. I don't really know what I'm doing, so I'm not sure if you get them. Are you okay? Thinking about my Victorian loved ones and sending virtual hugs.
Was it a R, the letter U, the letter O? Okay.
No, it's all written
okay,
out.
Okay, no, great, great.
No
great.
Full stop, so. But anyway, the...
That's bizarre. That is not a norm. I've never received one of those. Mm-hmm. This somehow worked out to do... It's like the voice to text. It's text to email.
Yeah, and so, like, it's amazing. I don't know how it's being done. But anyway...
What email address? Can you give me the last bit?
Yeah, it's just at Optus... mobile.com.au.
Oh, no, but for you, where did it come through to? What email? A personal email?
Good question.
I'm just trying to work out where it's connected to.
My Big Media Company email.
Okay, yeah.
I don't understand that. So anyway, I did the classic thing where here's something that's interesting that I learnt when I when I decided to sort of take the little break on social media. I was going in and day one, I was getting all these fucking email notifications from Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram saying, hey, you're missing out on all of this stuff. And so I went through and turned off all of those email notifications.
You've
famously had a text message from Facebook. Remember, you received, like, you thought it was spam, but it was actually them telling you about a post.
Yeah, that was so bizarre.
Yeah, you just sent me a text. Oh, here you go. You've just sent me one.
Did I send you an email?
Yeah.
And so I tell you, because I just had an idea of what was happened. So I've worked this out. Finish your story and I'll tell you how that message has happened.
So anyway, with the Facebook turning off all of the notifications, what I learned a few days ago was there is a feature within Facebook which is enabled by the looks of it. If you're using two-factor authentication, which most people are nowadays, you have your phone number attached to your Facebook profile, right?
Yes.
Did you know that even if you don't have the phone number public, as a default, the setting is that someone could type in your phone number into the Facebook search and your profile will come up?
Nah, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Get stuffed, mate.
Yeah, that's what... So that when I was going through turning off my notifications, it was like, had it turned on, that I was discoverable through my phone number.
Okay, so I must have it off because I just did mine into Facebook and I didn't
try Amy's, see if it works. I'm curious.
Yeah. Let's find the sucker.
Yeah. And so anyway, I texted Bree the number that I got this email from, searching in Facebook. I've never actually seen it work, so maybe it's not a thing. But it was definitely in the settings. And so anyway, I then go through my constant thing where it's like, numbers that I don't know freak me out. I fucking hate it. I actually called a number this morning because I had a missed call. I was really proud of myself. I tried Googling for half an hour to try and find them. Couldn't find out who it was, so I just called. It was a disconnected number. It must have been a telemarketer or whatever.
Yeah.
So I gave it to Bree. She couldn't find it on Facebook, this phone number. And so I just copy and paste the phone number into my email client. And it's always a fuck around because in Australia it's +61 4 and then it goes into the phone number, but you can also have it as like 04 at the start and not have the 61. Yeah. And so some people put spaces between like every three numbers, some people don't. And so you have to try a few different searching options to be able to work out whether the number has ever been mentioned in email before. And I copied and pasted the number. And I received one email that popped up.
Mate, it's better than none.
Very true. And it was George. GB,
Georgie boy.
Georgie boy. and it was not a recent email. This was the first ever email that he sent me. Oh, ever. 2016, I think.
And so what did it say? What did the email say?
So he was just saying that he was a fan. Thanks, okay.
Fan of what at that time? What were you up to?
No, exactly. Just just everything.
Yeah.
Now, he'd listened to my interview with Ryan Shelton on Josh Speaking. But anyway, I clicked on the resume, and on the resume it had references. And there at the bottom is George's mum, Kaz, and her details to call.
And so Kaz was the one who sent you that
message. Lovely message. And so then I texted Kaz saying, hey, Kaz, not checking socials at the moment. Got your message. How's things in Byron?
Real power move not to write back to the email that it was sent through in.
I don't think I could. Can you?
Well,
Do you want me to do it now? I'll try.
Maybe. So I just worked out how you got an email from a phone number.
Uh-huh.
And it's because I went onto my iPhone 11, great camera on those phones. I just typed into, as I was writing, I'm just like, I'll write a message. Mm-hmm. And then I messaged an email address, and that email address was yours. And so it's come through from my phone to you as an email. So you can send emails out of your iMessage or your messaging.
Are you sure?
That's the way I just did that. If you received an email to your email, Josh.
Yes, I did.
Who did it say it came from?
Your phone number at mobile.telstra.
Yeah. So this is, I know Mr. 97's the life hack guy, but I don't know if this is really a life hack, but you can send emails from your text messaging app.
No, but if you do that on iMessage.
Can you know, it doesn't show it as an iMessage because that email address that you've got
is not
that
I sent
it
to an iMessage?
Is not an iMessage account.
Can you do it to josh@joshjanson.com and see if that goes as an iMessage? So I just received, I tried to email you back and it said delivery has failed. So you can't send, if you receive a text message via email, you cannot email back. This is the dumbest feature I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. So GB's mum, Kaz, probably thought she was iMessaging me.
Yeah. And so...
So you've just said hi in my iMessage.
Yep. But it's a different thread from our new, our usual conversation, which is...
That's horrendous. Get rid of that.
But we've got all these texts in this thread. Mm-hmm. And so...
Oh, really? Oh,
this is when you're away overseas, when you're using only your email address for iMessage.
Sure.
I mean, you see why Gronks get caught up in this, as in, like, you cannot work out why you've got 7 text messages with one person going on. It's unbelievable. I tell you who is, like, I feel like this is where, you know, people like our parents would get a bit stuck. I would have to call you, to be honest, to work out something. My mum is running an online course. Mm-hmm. And making money. She has listened to Daniel Andrews and she's pivoted. She has used these unprecedented times to become an online course mogul.
What is she doing? OnlyFans.
She's using OnlyFans because she couldn't work out how to use Patreon to receive. No.
It's got a good billing system. That's fine.
She's done the Gary V model. Jab, jab, right hook.
I thought you were going to say she's doing it. She's just yelling at everyone on LinkedIn.
No, the jab, jab, right hook or jab, 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 whatever it is like give, and then ask.
Sure.
And so mum has given, she did 32 meditation lessons that she put out for free to her mailing list. She's got, you know, MailChimp and sort of shoots them out. And so she's done 32 free courses to sort of help people throughout that first lockdown.
What service is that on?
I put them onto YouTube for her, and then she shoots over the link.
Before that, she was getting huge amounts of listens on some other app.
Oh, Insight Timer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's made money from Insight Timer. Uh-huh. I mean, we need to speak to my mum needs to consult us about
passive
income, just that money while you're sleeping.
Yeah, yeah. Is she selling stuffed toys on the weekend? Gary V stuff?
Etsy. No. She, and so this time She has sold an online course for 10 weeks. It's a meditation program, one episode a week, that she'll deliver into your inbox, unlisted, only for people who pay. And she's already, you know, signed about 12 people up.
That's great.
At $100 each for the course.
How good's that?
Like, mate, I'm so impressed by Mum. I'm so impressed by her. Like, what does she say? Put it down to, you know, put it out there into the hustle. Universe, all that.
She's
more of that wholesome hustle.
Yeah, I did wholesome see her Instagram post on the video where she does her signature at the start. Could you imagine?
Oh, that'd be good fun.
Yeah, but she's given, got her own D-Rock. That'd be very fun.
Oh, that's so
Maybe
good.
Maybe you could be a D-Rock.
Mate, I think I am OD-Rock. I've been uploading them to YouTube and I haven't asked for my cut yet. I won't. You know, I'm doing the jab, 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 right hook.
Yeah, yeah.
Next time she comes to me for her next course, I'm going to sting her with a 3K bill. But it is great. It is. I mean, this is a funny time and you know, my mum teaches yoga and has for, you know, forever. I used to go up to the hall with her to set up just up the road from my house. And she's still been doing it at the hall, just a different hall from when we were growing up, but right near it. And she would set up the, you know, space and have these, you know, classes of 10, 15 people. Can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So she pivoted. She's an online mogul.
So good.
So, you know, she'll be, what do you call it? You become a consultant. She's actually going to start, next course is going to be how to create an online course.
Definitely a bit of 4-hour work week. I like it. The meditation thing. So you've gone further into the meditation thing than I've ever managed to go.
Yes.
I've gone from the outside looking in, interested. I went down looking into TM a while ago. A few of my friends have done the TM stuff and they love it. Jerry Seinfeld loves TM.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bunch of people who mention it. Anyway, I was listening to a podcast with a guy named Kevin Rose who founded Dig.com, and he's into the wellness and meditation and all of that sort of space. Anyway, he was talking about TM. And they charge, it's called Transcendental Meditation, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
They charge a bunch to actually to do the course. And I think, as scummy as this sounds, I think that part of the appeal was like, oh, if you pay a bunch, it's like masterclass. Like, oh, it's expensive, it's pretty primo. It's like, it sort of got my attention being a bit of a poser.
Well,
the poser that I am.
Yeah, and so, I mean, Grant Cardone runs workshops. He's that property guy, very far away from the sort of mindfulness of Kevin Rose and his guest that he had on recently.
Similar to your mum, though. She'll be in her chat.
No, but he was talking about how he had two different courses. One was like the 10,000, the other's the 20,000. And in one video, he's going, mate, it's the... No, he didn't say mate. He was saying, it's the same content. It's the same content. And he's just going on about it. It's like... Dude, there is something about paying more that people want to get involved. And so the TM movement, I mean, there's heaps of great elements to TM meditation, but you definitely don't need TM to start meditating.
Exactly. And I already, I'm paying for the Waking Up app, so I should use that.
And it is the, I mean I'm biased, but I even like, so
he's your uncle, isn't he, Sam?
Yeah,
you're biased because you fucking you love it. Like, there's no other
I love it so much, and it's helped me so much. But then, any of this stuff you find, and so the free thing, I've got no problem with paying for something if it. So you could be a poser that pays for it but doesn't use it. That's posing at that point for something so expensive.
Ignore the books behind me.
No, but then. If it gets you to start, it definitely
it's like a gym
isn't
membership.
It's not a Ponzi scheme, TM. Like, it's not network marketing.
Yeah.
It's actually bringing a heap of value to a bunch of people.
And so what he was saying, what Kevin Rose was saying, was he nearly did the next levels. You can do different levels up. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you have done TM, I'm curious to know what you think.
Yeah, what's your word?
Well, so this is, do you know about
secret.
The word? Do you know about the word? Do you know how they come up with it, what the word is?
Yeah. You sent me a podcast of Kevin Rose and Henry Shuckman. Mm-hmm. So good to listen to. You very much should. But it's on there.
Yeah. And so I
didn't know that, though. Yeah. What is it?
So it's based on your birth year. So everyone with the same birth year has the same mantra or the same word. But Kevin was talking about how the first session or the first sort of phase of TM is really great and he got a lot out of it, but then it goes down this potentially more dubious path where dubious, is that the word? Dubious?
Dubious.
They apparently teach you how to levitate and do some other weird shit. But anyway, there's a documentary that I want to watch tonight. He spoke about it on the podcast. It was banned in the US. And I feel similar to the feeling of wanting to do something because it costs money. There is also something about if it is banned, if video is banned, don't you think that you want to get your hands on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's naughty. I mean, it's not it's fun. Mm. It's like a bit. Ooh, not meant to be doing this, but I'll do it. I mean, this is the problem with when people experience a lockdown like we're in and think it's a bit naughty to go out for a walk when we're on curfew.
Yeah,
same feeling. I saw some photos of Daniel Andrews, our premier, put out last night, and they were. Did you see it, JJ? It was like stills
of the traffic cameras.
Yeah, stills from CCTV or traffic cameras of the major highways in Melbourne. And this was within the curfew time, absolutely no one. I think I saw one car on the road. And that's like crazy. It'd be like saying it's our equivalent of Times Square completely dead when it shouldn't be dead. And
are you comparing East Link to Times Square?
Yeah. I'm trying to sort of...
I get what you're trying to say. Well, Bree was pointing this out. They're like, look at how fucking empty it was midnight on the first night. And we're like, hang on, how many people are in the CBD at fucking midnight anyway? Don't you agree?
It's like what's the 505? What's that highway in LA? The 405? The really congested one?
Yeah.
And so like that with no traffic. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just have roads with less traffic than LA, but it's our version of that. But there is something I'm thinking like, imagine like being on a motorbike, just tearing through there, breaking the rules. Not that I'm going to do it. I don't even have a fucking motorbike, but it's like even walking down, like sneaking down to get a snap myself. But that's not, you mentioned it yesterday where people have grown up without real rules in place in their lives. Mm-hmm. Like we've been able to do most things our whole life. There hasn't been a great deal stopping us. Mm-hmm. And so now we have these heightened restrictions you can see how the temptation of wanting to get a bit naughty when you're told not to do something, told not to watch a movie, you know, documentary's been banned. Why did it get banned? Do you know?
So TM, the organization went after him.
Okay. Lawsuit.
Yeah. this? So with the TikTok thing, Trump is putting out some hilarious stuff at the moment. I know he's not a comedian, but I stand by, he's my favorite comedian. There was a great interview with an Australian journo who I think he lives in the US. Have you seen that?
I saw a headline of Australian journo ambushes Trump or something like that. Mm-hmm. Is this the same dude?
Yeah, same dude. Yeah,
that's all I saw. I didn't actually read anything. Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Look on Twitter. It's an HBO video. I don't know what the program is, but there's a bunch of bits on Twitter, and it's just them arguing over. The journo is saying, looking at deaths. Based on population.
Yeah.
And Trump is saying, no. You don't look at it like that. You got to look at it as how many deaths based on cases, which I disagree with. I think you should look at how many people are in the population. And so per million people, this is how many people are dying.
Yeah.
And when you look at, I just can't believe the, I don't even think this is controversial to say because it's it's not even political, it's just like facts. It's amazing how much bullshit Trump has said over the last, you know, 4 or 5 months about everything that's happening. Like, I remember when he was saying they wouldn't be getting over, they'd be hitting 100,000 deaths, and it would sort of, that was all. And like, they're already at 150,000.
Yeah, good numbers. You know,
Go watch. It almost seems like some sort of skit. Like, it looks like some sort of SNL. It's filmed really nicely.
But it's, and so the Aussie guy, is he sort of getting into him?
Yeah, he's just saying, people are dying. And Trump's like, no, you're looking at it wrong. He's fucking pulling out the pages. And the best line was, he said, what did he say? It was great. Yeah, I wrote it down. It was really good. His actual line was, we're last, which means we're first. He's looking at a graph. It's very funny.
I had a positive result, which was negative. Yeah, it's the same shit that he said. He said that, mm-hmm. and he's trying to. I mean, some of them are doing it to sort of rev people up. Others mm-hmm. just seem fucking way off. And it's even on that interview we did with the Barstool Sports guy.
Yeah, yeah. Dave.
Yeah, Portnoy.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, it's my retweets that get me in trouble. You know, sometimes I'm retweeting, and then I don't sort of, like, as the president, not looking at what he's retweeting, and then getting in trouble, having to take it down. It's like, fuck, man. Yeah, weird existence we're in right now.
And so the US government, you know, all this TikTok stuff that's happening?
Trying to ban it in the US, or trying to at least get it so that the data doesn't get sent back to China. Is that the top level?
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, I haven't gone really deep into it, but I was watching the whole press conference with Trump today, and the US government is requiring basically a finder's fee. So Microsoft or whoever ends up buying TikTok, the US government is saying that they have to be paid. Like, it's not happening without us. Like, you need to pay us. I just thought it was such a funny concept.
It's fuck it. I mean, it's like saying the council's getting a kickback because they've put through a high rise apartment building that's going up in Collingwood, and we want to kick back from the builders.
Well, I mean, the thing is, in some ways we're talking about tax here, aren't we? But the way
is that what they've said?
No, he's not. That's what makes it so funny. You could almost believe it if it's like, oh, this is, we've got this new tax or tariff, you do it like that. But it's just like, no, we want to split in the deal. Like, we want fucking, if they're making money, we fucking brokered it.
I wonder if he says this shit and then, obviously, it has to fall under some kind of tax, you know, mm-hmm. some new. I wonder if he actually says shit, then like gets everyone to, everyone's like, oh no, we're going to have to work this one out. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Fuck. And he just says it, tries to say a deal, and then people are, you know, scrambling to make the deal work. it's fucking bizarre.
Before we go, talking about the documentary stuff, Bree and I watched a great old documentary on Britney Spears the other day.
Oh, yeah. What year was it made?
I think it's 2008.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. And so
was this Toxic Days? Was this
So this is post haircut. And so she'd sort of, and you know, there's all the whole Free Britney movement. We sort of spoke about it a little bit on the show. And yeah, it's Britney for the Record. It's very hard to find, but we found a link and watched it. It is it's originally an MTV doco series. It reminds me of one of those OG. I mean, it's very common now. You see Katy Perry or Lady Gaga. There's so many examples of musicians doing these sort of docos. But it was an interesting watch.
Is Britney, does it seem like she was up for doing it, or is it like collations of footage?
No. It's actually at the, what was the hotel that Tully stayed at in LA?
Oh,
Mandarin.
Mondrian. Yeah.
With the mirrors, you know, like the TVs built into the mirror. It was there. Like, so she's like sitting there doing all of these interviews and opening up about everything that, that was happening at the time. But you get a sense of sadness.
Yeah.
But people have put together these videos on YouTube, which is listen to Britney Spears' voice change over the years.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of effort to do.
Yeah. I wonder how much our voice has changed.
Yeah, I think definitely. From I mean, Emma said that I had that radio voice, was it?
Early episodes.
Some kind of higher.
It's a daily talk excitable. Show, everyone.
But then you just
should we
relax.
Do a few seconds? Should we do a few seconds of if we were on broadcast radio? Let's just do the intro and then we'll finish it up. All right.
Yeah.
And hey, it's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. TJ, how are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Big one in Melbourne, or is it not? It's not many people out and about.
mate, it has been so bloody chilly. But first off,
I love how you say chilly.
Mate, I was actually having a bit of chilly the other day. With some
chilli con carne.
Yeah, yeah. Is it, hey, do you say con carne or do you say con naan?
Mate, let's throw to Britney.
Yeah, that was good. That was good fun. I enjoyed that. Okay. Nice one. All right. Everyone, obviously we're doing fine.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
Hope you're doing fine as well. Sending you lots of love
All
around the world. Enjoy the rest of your day, wherever you are. Give us a smile. Just have a smile right now. Yeah.
That'll feel nice.
Yeah. And inhale.
Yep.
Exhale.
Remember, physiology changes psychology, so smile and it will sort of make you tingle a little.
So if you've got your big smile and then just give us a laugh, ha, 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 wherever you are. Doesn't matter if someone's looking
it
at
works.
You. Don't care.
Yeah, no.
No, we're talking to you.
Yeah.
Smile. Do it.
Smile.
I know that you've had a shit day, but just give it a go.
No, we love you.
Do you have any other message for them?
Oh, look, we're thinking of you. And we're always here for you. And we'll be back tomorrow. We love you.
All right. Bye, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.